Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Thursday in Easter week in the church calendar. We're celebrating the resurrection. If you do have a prayer request, go to bendmoremusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. As a note, there will be no Friday podcast this week. I'll be on vacation with my family, and we'll see you again on Monday. I'm going to sing one more song this week that I wrote for us out of the gospel reading. Every day this week, if you want to go back, I have done an original song in the spirit of Easter and new creation. And I hope they have blessed you. Don't know why I doubt, but sometimes I do. I can come off highest times, but then I feel like I am losing the thing that held me close to you. Needing something fresh, something new. You, I need you, Jesus. I need you to be somehow alive in front of me. I don't know why I doubt. Sometimes I do. I can come off highest times, and then feel like I am losing the thing that held me close to you. I'm needing something fresh, some. Somehow alive in front of me. Here you are before me now. And here I am at your feet. I bow face to face, God to man, holy here. Peace I don't understand. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Here you are before me now, and here I am at your feet. I bow face to face, God to man, holy here, with peace I don't understand. I don't know why I doubt, but sometimes I do. I can come off highest times, then feel like I am losing the thing.
thing that held me close to you. I'm needing something fresh, something new. You, I need you, Jesus. I need you to be somehow alive in front of me. Our psalm for today, this Thursday in Holy Week, Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Here you are before me now, and here I am, at your feet I bow, face to face, God to man, holy here, with peace I don't understand. Oh, glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our Gospel reading, Luke 24, 36 through 48. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, and he told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
You, I need you, Jesus. I need you to be somehow alive in front of me. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Here you are before me now, and here I am, at your feet I bow, face to face, God to man, holy here, with peace I don't understand.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Here you are for me now, and here I am, at your feet I bow, face to face, God to man, holy here, peace I don't understand.
It is Thursday in Easter week, and our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
I don't know why I doubt. Sometimes I do. I can come off highest times, then I feel like I am losing the thing that held me close to you. I'm needing something fresh and something new. You, I need you, Jesus. I need you to be somehow alive in front of me.
Let's take a few moments. Pray specifically for those in our lives, our own hearts, our family, our friends, acquaintances, co-workers. Whatever is on your heart, whatever is a burden or a joy, whatever it is, just lay it before Jesus today. He cares for you. Pray, Lord, for those today that feel poor in spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you said, blessed are the poor in spirit. We don't have to compare ourselves to others that we think are giants of the faith, Lord. We just come to you again and again and again and again, and you receive us. We don't have to do anything, perform. You welcome us every time because you made us and we are yours. I don't know why I doubt. Sometimes I do. I can come off highest times, but then I feel like I am losing the thing that held me close to you. I'm needing something fresh, something new. Somehow alive in front of me. Here you are before me now, and here I am at your feet I bow, face to face, God to man. Holy here, peace I don't understand. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is standing before you now, revealing himself as the risen one today. Walk in that knowledge and that power in the name of Jesus. Amen.